We continue while learning Lili Nishmas Dovid Ben Menachem Nishim Chav Yaakov Ben Brichos Leo. We are in Nazir, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. Kohen Gadol v'Nazir Einon Mitamin L'Krovehen Avo Mitamin L'Meis Mitzvah. Kohen Gadol and a Nazir cannot become Tamei to their immediate relatives. We know a Kohen is permitted, although cannot come in contact with the dead, can come in contact with the dead if necessary when it comes to his relatives, but a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir cannot. Avo Mitamin L'Meis Mitzvah, that's an exception to the rule. The Torah mentions those that it cannot become Tamei, L'Aviv L'Imo, etc., but that does not include a Meis Mitzvah, that is where the halacha of Tumas Meis is suspended. Hayu mahalchin baderech, umatzu Meis Mitzvah. The question now is, if you have a Kohen Gadol and Nazir walking down the road, and they find a Meis Mitzvah, who would we assume it's better to be mitame himself for the Meis Mitzvah? So that's a machlokas in the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer omer yitama Kohen Gadol val yitama Nazir. Rabbi Eliezer says, let the Kohen Gadol bury him, and not a Nazir. Obviously, Rabbi Ezra is of the opinion that a Nazir is of a higher level, and there's a greater concern of his becoming Tamei Meis. Let the Kohen Gadol bury the Meis Mitzvah. V'achachamim omrim yitama Nazir, v'al yitama Kohen Gadol, just the opposite. Let the Nazir become Tamei Meis, and rather the Kohen Gadol, and the Mishnah explains, they explain their logic. Amar lehem Rabbi Eliezer, yitama Kohen, and this is true regarding Kohen or Kohen Gadol, she'eino mevi karban al tumaso. Says Rabbi Eliezer, let the Kohen or even the Kohen Gadol become Tamei over the Nazir. Why? Because obviously a Nazir is on a higher level. Because the Kohen, when he becomes Tamei Meis, he doesn't bring special karbanos. There's no Tiglach HaSatuma. Remember that process? The Karban Hashem and the two birds that he has to bring and shave his head, that only applies to a Nazir. That does not apply to a Kohen Gadol. Obviously, it's more severe for a Nazir to become Tamei Meis. So that, once again, rather, Litama Kohen, let the Kohen and the Kohen Gadol become Tamei. Sheinu Mevi Karban Al Tumaso Vali Tama Nazir. Rather than the Nazir becoming Tamei, to bury the Meis Mitzvah, Shu Mevi Karban Al Tumaso, because he's obviously more severe, because he has to go through the Tiglachas Hatuma process. Omelo, the Chachamim responded to Rabbi Eliezer, no, Yitama Nazir, let the Nazir bury the Meis Mitzvah. She'in Kedusha So Kedusha Solam, because the Kedusha of the Nazir is not forever. It's not forever means it's not within the family, as the Kedusha of Kohen Gadol, so it's and the Kuna is passed down. There's also the fact that a Nazir can be, if a Nazir can go to a Chacham and do a She'ela and do Hataras Nedarim, so as opposed to a Kohen, Val Yitam HaKohen, She Kedusha So Kedushas Olam. That Kedusha is forever, and therefore better the Nazir become Tamei Seh the Chacham into Rabbi Eliezer. Perek Zayin Mishnah Beis. Now, we mentioned already that the when it comes to Tumas Meis, a person can officially become Tamei Meis and have to be sprinkled with Parah Adum, etc. But if he were a Nazir, it would not require the Tiglachas Hatara process, Tiglachas Atuma process. So our Mishnah and the Mishnahs and the Mishnah after are going to distinguish between the two. Which Tumos is the Nazir Migaleach Aleihem? What type of Tumas Meis is on this high level that he has to go through the Tiglachas Hatuma process and bring the Karbanos and shave his head? And what type of Tumas Meis does he become Tamei Meis? And yes, there's the 7 days of ashes of Parah Aduma on the third and the seventh. That's true. We're going to the mikvah. But he doesn't forfeit the days, and he doesn't have to go through the Tiglachas HaTuma process. So it says the Mishnah like this: Al Elu HaTumas HaNazir Megaleach. So these are the more severe ones. On what Tumas do we say the Nazir has to go through the Tiglachas HaTuma process and does forfeit the days? So number one is Al Hames. Now we're going to mention after that Kezayis Ben Hames. So obviously there's a question. If he becomes Tamei, and this is a high level of Tuma, that he needs the Tiglachas HaTuma process on even a Kezayis Ben Hames, touching a Kezayis Ben Hames. So certainly if he touches a mace itself, and the Gemara has different explanations as to where you could have a case of a mace where you don't have a Kezayis Hames. So that's discussed in the Gemara. But we're not going to go into that. But Mishnah lists here Al Hames for a corpse. So, and Al Kezayis Ben Hames on coming contact with with flesh, there has to be kezayis ben hames, or kezayis worth of flesh on the mace. Val kazayis netzel. Netzel is the where you have a corpse that's decomposing and it liquefies, but then it congeals. So if there's a kazayis of netzel of that, that's also a high level of tuma, and you need the full tiglachas hatuma process for that. Val malo tarvad rakov. And if there's a ladle full of decayed corpse, that's the dry dust that where the body decomposes after there's no more moisture. And that type of tumah it only is there when it comes from a complete corpse and there's nothing mixed together. So the Baratuner here says, he's below tavan rakav, a ladle full of rakav, decomposed corpse, malo kaf may afar from the dust of rikavon shalmes of a decomposed body, ve'eno rikavon mitame elik shenikbar hames arom. Number one is where the body is buried naked, meaning there's nothing that could have decomposed along with it, but aron shel shayish, and it's in a marble coffin. Let's say it's a wooden coffin, so we assume that maybe some of the dust that you have there is not from the mace himself. It's from the aron. So if a marble aron, then we know a marble aron and no clothing, nothing. We know, and it was a full body, then a full ladle worth of that decomposed body is full 100% from the body, then that is this higher level of tumas mace. Al hashidra, the spinal column, assuming all of the vertebrae are there, and you don't need, since you have the shidra, that's considered significant even though you don't have any flesh on it. Val gugolis, on the skull. Some claim that you need both the skull and the shedra together. Others say no, each one is independent. Val aver men ha-meis, a limb that's severed from a corpse. Val aver men ha-chai, sheyesh alav basar karoy, or it is a limb, a full limb from a live person, and there's enough flesh that's upon it. Now, when it comes to a limb, even if you don't have a kezias of basar on it, nonetheless, it conveys tuma even if it doesn't have that, as long as there's enough flesh on it that if you now attach it to a person, it would regenerate completely, and so that can be even less than a kezias. And then the Mishnah says, "Va'al chatzi kav atzamos." Half a kav of atzamos says that is a higher level of tuma. Generally speaking, that a quarter kav of bones is enough to have tuma. And nonetheless, when it comes to this tiglachas hatuma, you need a half a kav of atzamos. Val chatzi log dam. Even though a quarter of a lug of blood of a corpse conveys tuma, nonetheless, when it comes to a nazir needs a chatzi log, a half a log of dam, just like chatzi kavatzamos instead of a quarter of kavatzamos. So too, a chatzi log dam instead of a quarter a log of dam is required for a nazir to have to go through the tiglachas hatuma process. Alma gaon valmasa on valah halon. Now, all of these tuma that we're speaking about are able to convey tuma in any of the ways. Maga touch. Touching them or carrying them, even though not touching them directly, or tumas ohel. That's where it forms a roof over it, or you're leaning over it, you're in the same room as it. So all of those tuma of maga and masa and ohel. Now there are other types of tuma that are not necessarily all three, maga, masa, ohel, can't convey tuma in all of those three ways, which is what the Mishnah is now going to list. Val etzem kasa ora al maga ova masa o. If a nazir comes in contact or carries without touching an etzem the size of a barley seed, so here there's no tumas ohel, but there is tumas mago masa, and that is enough to make him to go through the tiglachas hatuma process. Al elu hanazir migaleach umaze bashlis v'vashir. So now the Mishnah concludes, gives us the summary. It's on this list of more severe tumas mace where the nazir has to go through, has to shave his head, head, and he sprinkles himself with the Paraduma ashes on the third and the seventh, that everyone really has to do. Visoser es HaKodmin, and he forfeits the previous days that he counted. Once again, Tiglachas HaTuma, Ve'eno Maschi Limnos Ela Ache Yitar Meveyes Karbonosav. And he cannot start counting until he becomes Tahor and brings his Karbonos. Some debate why you had to say that. Maybe that last phrase doesn't belong here. Of course, Yitar means that he goes through the process and he brings his Karbonos. That's the full process. But either way, this is the list of the more severe Tumos where the Nazir has to go through the Tiglachas HaTuma process. In the next Mishnah, next year, we'll discuss the types of Tumas Mace that would make you Tumas Mace to be sprinkled with the ashes of Paraduma, but would not require the Nazir to forfeit his days and go through the Tiglachas HaTuma process.